Detroit City FC announced last week that the club would be building a new soccer stadium in Corktown on the site of the long-abandoned Southwest Detroit Hospital. DCFC held this owners' meeting yesterday at Supergeal, a restaurant just blocks away from the future site, and it was a celebration and some question answering of supporters and those who own an equity stake in the club. Sean Mann, CEO and co-owner of Detroit City FC, joins us now. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
What a glow up, as they say, from where this DCFC began to now having a soccer-centric stadium here in town.
I mean, I think with all modesty, I think it is one of the most remarkable stories in American professional sports, right? It was it started in 2012 with me and four buddies, each chipping in $2,000, like enough to buy a set of goals at Cass Tech and some training tops and a lawnmower. And here we are, you know, we've in the most authentic, organic way, grown and grown to the point of us building a permanent home here in the city.
What was why was the location in Southwest Detroit chosen, and what type of impact do you think it will have on that area?
Yeah, it's pretty personal for me and some of the other founders. I mean, we live in the neighborhood. I live in Mexicantown for the last 15, 16 years, and the other guys live in Corktown, so this is our backyard. But also, I mean, there's 2 million cars a week that drive by that site, right? And you know, it's an opportunity to do something that ties into the existing, you know, businesses and neighborhoods of Corktown, Mexicantown. And then also, you know, and you know, without doubt, like obviously there's a lot of momentum and positive impact happening from the investment going in Michigan Central. So it's just a convergence of a lot of factors going on, but ultimately it's just a really ideal location to do something positive in the city and in our neighborhood.
Sean, you not only created a team, you created a phenomenon. I mean, it's one of the most unique and entertaining things we've seen in this town in a long time. Are you worried that you may not be able to recreate that craziness, that vibe, when you leave behind your kind of institutional memory at the Hamtramck site?
You know, Keyworth is, I think, a magical place, and we've still got a couple more years there, so I recommend people come and check it out. You know, a lot more memories to be made there, but yeah, I mean, you know, with the supporters, like, we've been shoulder to shoulder with them all these years. So, like, we made this move knowing that we were going to have this challenge of, like, not just, like, recreating, but, like, amplifying, you know, what we have now, right? And so that's been kind of a guiding process throughout this, you know, every step here. And so that's part of last night, right? We're doing listening sessions over the course of summer to get feedback, make sure that, like, those folks who've been with us all this way, like, their fingerprints are on that stadium when it opens up, and that, like, it feels like home to them from day one. But yeah, I mean, we know what makes DCFC special. So, you know, the stadium will be centered around, like, a raucous, fun, unique atmosphere that's, you know, pretty colorful, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure there are a lot of questions about how this is going to work. And I don't think you can explain everything when it comes to financing, but there is this idea that taking public funds or taxpayer dollars for a stadium is not really the vibe of this club.
Yeah. I mean, again, like, we're approaching this as, like, a civic endeavor. This is our backyard. We're residents of the city. This whole project has been, like, our way, not just to, you know, promote the game of sport of soccer, but, like, really it's, yeah, our love for the city of Detroit. So, yeah, we're working with the city, you know, on what the plans will be, and we'll roll those out, you know, in the coming months for public approvals. But, you know, I think, like, we can read the room, right? Like, not just our fan base, but I think in American sports that, like, the you know, the interest and the appetite for, you know, the huge publicly funded projects, you know, is waning. And so I think we're taking a different approach than what you've seen elsewhere. And so I think that's good. You're going to see that when the plans come out in the coming months.
I know the mayor is in support of this. How important is local government support on this project, and what role did the city play in this development?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to build something that, like, complements the existing neighborhoods, right? And we realize there's an inherent stress of bringing 10,000-15,000 people into the area. So obviously there has to be a lot of coordination with the city and, like, the other neighbors and, you know, Ford at MCS and everything. So, you know, we've been chatting with them for, you know, literally years with this idea. And so It's integral, right? And it's not just city officials, but it's also going to have to be buy-in from the local neighbors
Right,
to
right.
make sure that this is a success. And so I think that's one of the upsides of the site to us is, again, like I've lived in Hubbard Farms, you know, Mexican Town for 16 years, and the other guys have lived just as long in Corktown. So, you know, some of those neighbors that you know are going to show up to the neighborhood meeting, like, well, we've been at neighborhood meetings with them for decades now. So, like, you know, we can have those honest conversations up front, and we have. So, but yeah, the city's been, you know, very supportive. I think, obviously, the hospital, for any of us down here, like, that's been a huge blighted property for decades. And it's just a sense of relief, hopefully, that we got a plan here to do something to mitigate that blight and bring it back to a positive use.
I know you have deep, deep love for Keyworth Stadium. It's got such great history. Was that hard to make that decision to leave? Could you have stayed there, perhaps expanded it, done more with your current venue? Or because of its historical designation, was that off the table?
I think where Keyworth is magical to me, like it is so unique. And you know, when we moved up to USL Championship, the level just below MLS, you know, the league was really like, you know, like it's not modern. You know, it doesn't have the suites. It doesn't have like a lot of things the stadium expects these days.
Sure.
I mean, half the stadium uses port-a-johns, right? But like now we're finding that like we're now the most nationally broadcast team in American soccer, more than any MLS team, with our league's partnership with CBS. Like they love the aesthetic of the trains going by and our supporters at midfield. And so, you know, it is great. But those things, you know, like the bathrooms, the concessions, the idea of like expanding it, we're already putting a tremendous amount of strain on the local neighborhood, you know, squeezing 7,000 people into the stadium. It just wasn't practical as a a place to expand. I mean, we only have 100 to 200 parking spots any game day, depending on how wet the fields are, you know? So it's it really was hard to imagine us trying to make a major investment into Keyworth to bring it up to, you know, contemporary standards.
Just really briefly, what is the reaction to the most fervent supporters of this club?
Yeah, I think relief. I think they're excited, you know. They've been along for this ride, and, you know, it's been a pretty wild ride. And so, I mean, that was just kind of, you know, vibes last night when we had this owners meeting. It was just, you know, excited for another chapter. You know, who knows what it beholds, you know. But
yeah.
I think that's been part of the DCFC story is that, like, it's just been one of growth and community and, you know, one adventure after another.
It's one of the great stories from an idea in a bar to where you are now, a new stadium supposed to open in 2027. Sean Mann, CEO and co-owner of Detroit City FC, thank you so much and good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Another chaotic day in Donald Trump's trial, the good, the bad, and ugly with Matthew Schneider at 7:35.